Okay. Can everybody hear me okay? Yeah, sounds like it. All right, I think we'll get started. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. My name is Josh Lee. I am a developer advocate at Altinity. We do hosting and services and support for ClickHouse, which is a little bit of a giveaway about what I'm going to be talking about here. The name of this talk is Tracing a Cloud-Native Database, and ClickHouse is the cloud-native database specifically that we're going to be talking about. So let's dive in. So before I can talk about tracing ClickHouse, we need to just level set on what distributed tracing is. So just really quickly, right, for anyone who may not be familiar, distributed tracing, right, is a way of tracing the flow of a request through multiple services that may be running on multiple hosts. So it's kind of like a stack trace, except across the network, right? And what you end up getting when you look at an individual trace, I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, you get a waterfall view. Looks kind of like the waterfall view in like Chrome Developer Tools or something. And what's interesting about this is actually really the only thing that you need, like the difference between a trace and a log, right? To get this from logs, you only need two extra pieces of information. You need the parent ID of the thing that came before it, the thing that called the thing that you're logging, and you need the end time, right? Logs usually have a start time. You include the end time, you can then calculate the duration. You include the parent ID, you get this nice tree, graph, structure, and we have tracing, right? So it's not that complicated. It's just logging with a few extra steps. But it's very powerful in how it allows us to analyze distributed applications, like a distributed database, like ClickHouse. Okay, so distributed tracing is awesome, but 10 years ago, the only way to do it really was to build it yourself or to work with a vendor, like Dynatrace or something like that, right? Enter OpenTelemetry, right? So OpenTelemetry merged a couple of projects and is now sort of the de facto open source way to do distributed tracing, among other things, right? You can use it for metrics and logs, but like what the problem it really solves is distributed tracing. And it's a couple of things, right? So OpenTelemetry is a format, and it's a bunch of tools and libraries that sort of conform to that format. The thing that we're most interested in for this talk today is just the format. We're not going to be using that many of the tools, but just know that they're available. The part that's interesting to us, right, when we're talking about a trace, how do we actually get that parent ID, right, that thing that called the thing? And the way that we do it in OpenTelemetry is with the W3C trace context propagation specification. So basically, we just have this header, and we just put the trace ID in the header. And as long as the thing that we're calling over HTTP understands how to interpret that header, it can use that trace ID when it's building its own trace spans, right? Each part of the trace is called a span. Okay. So I mentioned, right, there's a whole bunch of stuff in OpenTelemetry that that are tools that sort of conform to the specification. Like, you can build an entire observability stack using this, and you could even use ClickHouse as sort of the destination for some of that observability data if you wanted to. So let's talk about ClickHouse a little bit. What is ClickHouse? It's SQL compatible. It's an analytics database. It's really, really fast. Ingesting millions of rows per second is no problem. Querying over petabytes of data in under a second is no problem. And I had massively scalable, but Vitesse also claimed that. So I'm just going to claim even more massively scalable. So let's talk. I mentioned, right, you can kind of use ClickHouse for observability. That's actually how I came into the world of ClickHouse, working at an observability vendor. I'm only going to talk about this very briefly because tomorrow in the monitoring and observability dev room, I'm going to be talking about this much more in depth using ClickHouse for observability. But kind of why it lends itself to the observability use case, part of the reason is because of this architecture, right? So the way ClickHouse works and part of the way that it's so scalable is when you're ingesting data, it gets written into these partitions that can be pretty small, right? They can be small on memory, just all of the data that came with a specific insert. And then, as that data is sitting on the disk, right, we have these little small parts that are very inefficient to read. What ClickHouse does is in the background, it merges them. It keeps them ordered on disk, right, so that we can read them very, very fast if we're reading using the same ordering that they were inserted with. And we eventually get much, much faster queries on our fully merged parts. So this lends itself to observability for a number of reasons. It's optimized for the write once, read many use case of observability data, right? Like, we want to record all of this data. It never gets updated. A log never gets updated. Eventually, we want to delete it when we don't care about it anymore. But we want to read it a lot in the meantime. Because we're partitioning that data, usually by the time frame, it's very, very easy to clean up with things like TTL. You can just delete an entire partition when you don't care about it anymore. It's very fast, as I mentioned. It can deal with cardinality, like extremely high cardinality. There was a quote from Cloudflare. They use ClickHouse internally. And they talk about how with Prometheus, low cardinality means dozens, maybe scores. With ClickHouse, low cardinality means millions. So cardinality is a completely different orders of magnitude, right, in terms of what we can deal with. And this is really useful in observability data when we don't necessarily have control over the cardinality of the data that we're storing. There's a lot more, and like I said, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, but there are a lot of integrations with ClickHouse that make it really, really awesome for observability. Coroot, Cygnos, Quarian, HyperGX, Quesma, these are all tools, observability tools built on ClickHouse. They're awesome. All right, so here's what we're actually here to talk about today, which is observing ClickHouse itself, not using it for our other observability data. So one of the cool things about ClickHouse is it's actually very observable, right? Observable in the mechanical engineering definition of the word, of being able to understand how a system is working